I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, July 12th. Flash flood watches have been issued for nearly all of Massachusetts ahead of a system expected to bring heavy rain to many parts of the Northeast today. The flash flood watch includes all of Massachusetts except for the Cape and Islands, two parts of the state that have escaped most of the torrential rainfall that has fallen over the first 2 weeks of July. A warm front approaching southern New England will bring an increasing threat for showers with locally heavy rainfall into today. The flat flood watch was posted due to the increased risk for urban and poor drainage flooding given recent rainfall and saturated grounds. Today will feature damp and cool temperatures across Massachusetts. Temperatures struggling to reach the low 70s. By this morning, downpours will develop, but the heaviest rain focused along the northern half of Massachusetts. Anywhere from a half inch to as much as 1.5 inches of rain is possible. Temperatures will remain below normal through Tuesday before a more typical summertime pattern sets up for mid to late week. Warm and humid conditions, along with daily shots of isolated to scattered showers and storms, will continue to be a threat. A Milton man is in custody in connection with a shooting that left another man dead in Milton. 21-year-old Miles King was arrested yesterday at the Milton police station on a murder warrant issued earlier in the day out of Quincy District Court. According to District Attorney Mike Morrissey, the shooting happened in the area of Belvoir Road at about 6 p.m. Saturday. The victim, 25-year-old Marquis Simmons of Milton, traveled to Belvoir Road on a moped, dismounted the vehicle, and was shot a few yards away from his home. Simmons was taken to Boston Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. State and Milton police worked through the night to gather evidence. Subject to the discretion of the court, Morrissey says King will be arraigned in person at 9 o'clock today in Quincy District Court. The shooting remains under investigation. The Boston Police Department searching for a suspect in connection with a shooting that left four people injured in Dorchester Saturday night. Happened just after 6 p.m. in the area of Cameron Street. Multiple shell casings were found on nearby Tovar Street. Investigators believe the shooter opened fire on a group of people and fled. Boston Police Deputy Superintendent Victor Evans says nearby officers heard the gunshots and responded to the scene before anyone even called 911. According to Evans, officers applied tourniquets to two of the victims while they waited for ambulances to arrive at the scene. All four victims are expected to survive. So far, no arrests have been made. People in Braintree honored a fallen police dog with a day of fun and games. A cornhole tournament fundraiser in memory of Braintree Police Canine Kit was held at French's Common by Braintree Town Hall. The money raised at the events, which also featured a beer garden and auction, will go to the Braintree Police Officers Support Fund and the Working Dog Foundation, which helps police departments in New England train and care for their canine teams. Canine Kit was killed in a shootout during a domestic dispute call on June 4th. Two Braintree officers, Matthew Donahue and Bill Cushing, Kit's handler, were wounded. The suspect, Andrew Homan of Brockton, later died from gunfire. A memorial service for Kit was held at Gillette Stadium on June 22nd. Police and canine officers from departments across the region lined a procession route as Kit was brought to the service in Foxborough. During the service, there were remembrances, music, and officers filed past the small casket and saluted. Pet owners are seeing longer lines at the vets as animal adoptions increase during the pandemic. The MSPCA says emergency vet visits have gone up 40% at the Angel Animal Medical Center in Boston, and they're predicting a massive increase of 10,000 new cases this year. Kiko Bracker, director of emergency and critical care at the MSPCA, said that inexperienced pet owners are a factor. Bracker said Boston's lucky to have a lot of options for veterinary care, but the surge is being seen around the country. A staffing shortage of nurses makes the problem worse. The hope is that some of those first-year jitters of pet ownership will subside and vet visits may start to drop. The Boston Pride organization is dissolving after volunteers say they receive complaints that they are not inclusive enough. The group has promoted equality for the LGBTQ community for more than 50 years. In a statement, the group said the decision was made with a heavy heart, out of love and hope for a better future. There will be no further events or programs planned. USS Constitution is returning to its full summer visitation hours for the first time in more than a year. Starting tomorrow, the warship known as Old Ironsides will be open for free public tours from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. The ship suspended public visits in March of 2020 at the start of the pandemic, but reopened on a limited basis last August. After a second shutdown, it reopened with limited visitation in May. Visitors are allowed to freely explore the top three decks of Old Ironsides and hear active duty Navy sailors explain the ship's 223-year history. The ship welcomed more than 600,000 guests in 2019. The Constitution is the world's oldest commissioned warship still afloat. It played a crucial role in the Barbary Wars and the War of 1812, actively defending sea lanes from 1797 until 1855. The ship was undefeated in battle and destroyed or captured 33 enemy vessels. It earned its nickname during the War of 1812 when British cannonballs bounced off of its wooden hull. The 254th anniversary celebration of President John Quincy Adams' birth will be held today at noon at the United First Parish Church and Quincy Center. Ceremony was postponed from Friday due to Tropical Storm Elsa. The public is welcome to attend the ceremony. However, the presidential crypts in the basement of the church will be closed. There is a new way to experience history at the New England Holocaust Memorial in Boston. You can now use your phone on a guided tour of the memorial just by scanning QR codes around the site. Organizers say the update with technology comes at a crucial time. The new technology includes testimonials from local Holocaust survivors, a short history of the Holocaust, an explanation of the symbolism built into the memorial, and resources for educators. Patriot Place announced that they will be hosting a free, family-friendly outdoor movie series throughout the summer. The schedule kicks off on July 14th with a showing of Raya and the Last Dragon, followed by The Croods, A New Age, on July 28th, and Trolls World Tour on August 11th, before wrapping up with Moana on August 25th. Guests can reserve their seats beginning at 6 p.m., and each showing will begin at sunset. Those interested in attending the showings are encouraged to bring a chair or a blanket. Movies will be shown at the Enel Plaza outside of Patriot's Pro Shop. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are higher. The Dow was up 448 points Friday. The NASDAQ rose 142, and the S&P added 48. Asian stocks are higher today. The dollar is steady. The euro is down. And oil at $74 a barrel. Sports: Phillies beat the Red Sox 5-4. Boston heads to New York Thursday night at 7 p.m. for a series with the Yankees. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, rain could be heavy at times. The flash flood watch in effect with a high around 70 degrees. Lingering showers tonight, low of 65. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of a shower, high of 71 degrees. Scattered showers Wednesday, high of 83. Thursday, partly cloudy, warm and humid, a high 87. Hot and humid Friday with a high 90. For the boater, waves a couple of feet. A wind out of the east-northeast at 5 to 10 knots, high tide right after 2 p.m. Sun rose at 5:18, sets at 8:20. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, July 12th.